Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is the top of the hour, 7 o'clock out on the West Coast, 8 Mountain Time Zone for those mountainous people, 9 Central, 10 out on the East Coast, and we are ready to rock and roll and have a wonderful 25, 30-minute conversation here this morning with Mr. Botanis, who is, as I noted in my email, fresh back from Europe, so welcome back to the mainland.
Thank you. As beautiful as the trip was, it's always nice to come home to your own bed.
Oh, and those of us who've done any traveling and been away from our nature wrestling system, we completely agree with you 100%. Bo, first of all, thank you for giving up 30 minutes of your time to share with us. I want to kind of do a reverse order. A lot of folks in Neakin, if we've been in fair amount of time, but there are new people on the line that have not heard your story or even read the little blurb that's in Richard Brooks' book, The Four-Year Career, which I think does an excellent job of capturing the nutshell of your journey with Neakin. As that we get into the summer months and kind of people start getting excited about sun and being outside and doing all that stuff, there's just kind of a new fun element. And I thought we'd kind of hit on that because when you and I were together a few weeks ago down in Irvine, that seemed to be the premise for a lot of the leaders that were in that room around that conference table at Neakin's headquarters of, you know, how do I get the fun element back into it? Your life kind of, when I look at it from just the outside looking in, you kind of pursued that from the get-go, being part of a band, pursuing the fun things that you thought would be fun. Take us back to the life of Botanis. I mean, we don't need to go back to, you know, when you were born and, you know, preschool and, you know, elementary, but what caused you to want to go into a band, and how did that kind of make, formulate some of the decisions you made going into business and all that stuff?
Well, I started playing music in about fourth grade, and I wound up playing trumpet and played in the school band, marching band, Memorial Day parades, halftime parades at football games, all that. So after high school, I played trumpet. But, you know, when the, I don't know if you've heard of this band, long ago called the Beatles. When they came out, I noticed they didn't have any trumpet players, so I had to pick up an electric bass. And I started playing bass, and we formed a rock band and a few different bands all through high school. But then I continued playing music. When I went to college, I kept playing music. I attended an art school where I studied fine art and photography and painting and sculpture. And I played with bands in New York City, in the Village, Greenwich Village. This was the late 60s. And so I just kept playing. And as it turned out, some of the bands had some great potential. I dropped out of school, went full-time into music for many years, playing with some bands, hoping to get recording contracts. Some most did not and struggled along. But in the mid-70s, I had an offer to play with a top recording Canadian band, and I came up to Toronto and toured all over the country and did large concerts and TV and stuff. That was a lot of fun when you're in your 20s. But then in my 30s, I got married, and late 20s got married and started having a family in my early 30s, and I didn't want to keep traveling anymore, so I got off the road, left the band, and actually joined the real world, so to speak, the workaday world, so I could be home with my family. And it was that need to support the family and be around that got me into working various kinds of jobs like I did. But after a while, I realized you can't make any real money, what I would call real money, working for somebody else. And so I realized you have to become an entrepreneur. And I got in the video business in the early 90s. A friend of mine was involved in it, and he helped me to start a video store eventually. And I did well with that. I opened up a second store, did well with that. And I had an offer, and I sold the stores and made great money. And then you know, once you're an entrepreneur, you can't really go get a job anymore. You know, you just can't imagine doing that. So I became a restaurant owner. I built this little restaurant, a lot of it by hand, And but there was a change in the neighborhood. This large area with that looked like a prime location. Many Asians were moving into that area at the time, and the deli food that I was serving wasn't selling. So I lost a tremendous amount of money in this restaurant, and wound up going bankrupt and starting my financial life all over again in my early 40s. Had no cash for another business, but I became a real estate agent. So at least you have the freedom to control your life somewhat and your income. But I got my real estate license just as the market was crashing in the early 90s. So I was struggling with that for a while, just barely getting by, but I eventually met my NECAM sponsor, Bruce Black. He was a retired, wealthy businessman who was in NECAM, of all things. And I remember being so impressed. Why is this multimillionaire doing NECAM? He doesn't need the money, but he loved the product so much. He had to tell everybody about it. Of course, he told his real estate agent about it. He said, Bo, this is just getting started. I think we're going to make some real money. And from my point of view, a broke real estate agent talking to a multimillionaire and he's saying we're going to make some real money, he certainly had my attention. Because when you got, you know, young children and not enough income, that's very stressful. I went through a very stressful time in life. Anyway, I got started with NECAM, and it took off. The products are so amazing and the opportunity seems so good. I just decided to really treat it seriously, and it turned into something wonderful.
And Bo, that first experience, and I remember from conversations with Bruce, his background was in the printing, newspaper?
Photography.
That's right. Okay, photography. I knew it had something to do with the printed page, but I couldn't remember.
Black's Photography was a nationwide chain of camera stores. And Bruce and his family, you know, started Black's Cameras many, many years ago. The sons took it over. Now they're all retired. And they sold it for over $100 million just a couple years before I met him.
Wow.
And so he and his three brothers happily retired. But what happened was Bruce was playing on the tennis court on his estate. I knew him because I was a real estate agent trying to help him sell this amazing property. A beautiful home on a couple of acres with a swimming pool and a massive rock formation you can dive from, tennis court, all on a golf course in North Toronto. And almost every mall in the country has a Black's Canvas store, and so very well known. And of course, his family was well known in the Toronto area. So when I learned he was a NECAM, I thought, well, there must be something going on here. He wouldn't just be involved for no reason at all. He's got too much of a reputation, as a very successful business person. So, yeah, that's Black's Photography.
And was Bruce dealing with a physical issue? Was that his introduction, or was it primarily this is a business opportunity?
No, it was the products. Mike DiMuccio had just days before told him about the products, and he put a couple of small magnets on his sore knees. He was playing tennis on the tennis court around his estate with one of his brothers, and brothers can be very competitive. At the time, he was in his 50s, and I think one of his brothers was a bit older. Anyway, he fell down and hurt his knee so badly going for a tennis shot he probably shouldn't have gone for, and injured it so badly he couldn't walk or golf or play tennis or, you know, those are the things he was doing. Couldn't even drive a car because the pain pills were so bad. And he had tried everything, all kinds of physical therapy and modern medicine, and he was still in discomfort for a number of months. And then, it was kind of, you know, I always hate telling the story because it doesn't always happen this way, but it does happen this way sometimes. In 20 minutes after him putting the magnet on his knee, he just taped it with scotch tape, because you know how to put it on. 20 minutes, he said it just melted away. He couldn't believe it. He got so excited he wanted to buy the company.
and we're all grateful that he didn't. I mean, not that he would have taken it a different direction. However,
it wasn't for sale, so for, you know.
Yeah, and it won't be for sale.
He signed up with everybody else.
Yeah. And Bruce, and you know this, and there's probably a few people listening right now that do know that Bruce is very pivotal when NECAM launched in Canada, because there were some people, which is why we're very careful about making any medical claims, that there were a few Canadians that, you know, became overzealous and started saying things like, you know, dropping words like cancer and, you know, all this other stuff. And I remember that Bruce was very pivotal back in, I want to say, 92, when the government regulators got involved and literally shut it down. For there was a few dark months there that, you know, we talked about the electricity going out in Irvine, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and shutting the computer down, try weeks and months. And Bruce was very instrumental in encouraging the distributors at the time, saying, hey, let's stick with it. This is going to come back. Let them do, you know, get through all their red tape, and this will come on back online, and it'll go from there. I'm curious, because someone gets an experience like that with a knee injury. Was there physically things you were dealing with that you're going, okay, I gotta test this out myself to see if it works? Or did you all of a sudden, because you mentioned Bruce's reputation, and thinking, okay, wait a second, if a guy like him is associated with this, what was going through your mind at the time?
I had experience with network marketing for about a year or so prior. Although I didn't make much money, I reached a level similar to silver. The company was experiencing problems. But like everyone, I was skeptical. I never heard of the use of magnets for health, which was the only technology at the time that I got started. And so I put the insoles in my shoes. I noticed I had more energy, especially after a long day of doing real estate deals or just seeing people. We're doing presentations. I found I wasn't as tired. I had some knee injuries, and I put the magnets on those, and my knees weren't as sore. I was still skeptical, and I started sleeping on a sleep pad, and I noticed I was waking up earlier in the morning more awake. But I still didn't believe my own experience. But I, by this point, I had been to two or three meetings, and I was hearing amazing stories. So I got my mother and some friends on products. And my mother, within a couple of weeks, came off all arthritis medication, was sleeping through the night, was like a different person. She was walking on the insole, sleeping on the sleep system, rubbing the MagDuo in her hands. And so when that happens to you, and also a friend had their dog that was suffering, and by letting them sleep on one of the Nikan pads, the dog was running around like a puppy again. So within a couple of weeks' time, I went from, is this for real, to, oh my God, I'm going to get really, really successful because the products are so amazing.
And timing, this is back in the early 90s, and so Nikan was relatively, brand new to North America at the time. There is a timing opportunity, because if we go back in your history, opening up a VHS rental store today in 2014 probably would not be such a wise business venture.
Correct. DVDs and online streaming is much more convenient and popular, and ain't going to be no more VHS stores, that's for sure.
Yeah, and so looking at the timing, is there still, in your opinion, and this is a silly question to even ask it this way, but coming back from 3 weeks in Europe and being able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, and I know you probably connected with some of the European distributors, or what, was it all vacation? I didn't even ask this. All vacation over in Europe, or did you mix in some business, or what did you do?
It was half and half.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you can't go to Venice and not spend 5 days just having fun. It's impossible. Or Nice, France, or we all. I also went there on a incentive tour. The Latin American team had an incentive trip. You do X amount of volume, you win this a cruise to Greece. And so we all met in Venice. We went on a week long cruise to the Greek islands, went to Athens, see the Parthenon and all that. So, and then spent more time there and in France. But the basic reason was for Nikan, but I always mix the two together, which is a beautiful thing.
And meeting some of those people, and this is just kind of a harebrained question that I was thinking about last night.
What? You came up with a harebrained question?
I know. Imagine that. But thinking about this international business opportunity that we have, where, you know, we're doing business in about 40 countries, and yet we have solutions, technologies, products, whatever we want to refer to them, and yet they cross over every language barrier, and we see that in the video that was just released a couple weeks ago, that there's several different languages represented. Did you hear any stories from meeting with these people, the Latin American wellness consultants, that just was kind of like, wow, you kind of forget how powerful these products are? Did you hear any stories that were just kind of took you back?
Always, every week, every month, wherever I go, it is amazing. I mean, I think that's what I saw in the beginning, that with products that do this for people, and sometimes very quickly, like with Bruce's situation, it's not the norm, but it does happen. But certainly, you know, someone is, if they have a discomfort within a day or two or a week or two, they can feel some moderate to amazing total relief without any drugs, surgery, non-invasive, non-chemical. So, you know, every time I go, I hear amazing stories from people, so much so that it's all, maybe you can relate, oh, ho-hum, another miracle. Yeah, what else is, you know.
And how, and you said this, you said sometimes immediate and sometimes not. How do you, you know, looking back again, 20 plus years under your belt, for those of us who are, you know, just kind of getting, you know, dipping one toe in the water to kind of evaluate, check it out, or those of us who have a couple years, but we're not seeing that because maybe we're surrounded by a bunch of cynical folks that are going, oh, come on, how could that do that? You know, where's the research, or does anybody endorse this? And there's plenty of endorsements. But for the folks that they're not seeing those ho-hum, here's another miracle, how do you say, well, this could work for you, what have you got to lose? What do you say to somebody, or how do you get through in between each miracle story to folks that maybe don't see it as fast as the others?
Yeah, and in fact, I've learned, most of us have over time, learned to underplay it, underpromise, let the products over-deliver. I would say to you, Vance, hey, you know, try this on your sore back, or use this, or use that, and let's see what happens. I know what happened with some friends of mine. I don't know if it'll happen to you, but it's certainly, it's non-chemical, non-invasive. Check it out. And so I would always let people see and experience some products. I'd do some demonstrations, energy tests, things like that, so that they can see something's going on. And certainly I always, whenever I'm meeting someone in a coffee shop, or especially when there's a meeting, a wellness preview, an in-home, any event, if I have a guest there and they're sitting for an hour or more, they're not sitting on an empty chair. They always sit on a Kenko seat, a Nikan magnetic seat. They always have a flex on their back, a necklace on their neck. I put 3, 4, 5, 6 products on every prospect every time without exception. Because have you ever gone to a meeting and someone sees the information, hears the amazing stories, and then they go, gee, it sounds kind of interesting. I wonder if the products work. Well, what if you took care of that in the beginning when they first came in, let them experience a bunch of products, have them speak to a few people before the meeting, hear their real-life testimonials, but most importantly, nothing really matters to anybody until they or someone close to them have some kind of experience, whether it's mild or dramatic, where they can really see that, okay, yeah, something's happening. And so I would encourage everyone to use the power of the products. In fact, that's one of the things that really got me going in the beginning. Because in our first meetings, Bruce Black, my sponsor, and Mike DiMuccio, his sponsor, and Mike DiMuccio was the one who really brought it into Canada first, at every meeting we'd have people come in and we'd say, thanks for coming to our Nikan presentation. Any guests here who have any discomforts, any aches and pains or tiredness or anything at all? And we put products on people. Even back then, we were just putting a little magnet here, a necklace there. I learned to shotgun it rather than just put one little product on them. I found it improved my odds of success. Because, you know, you want them to see and feel something. And one thing we've learned is that you can tell them anything and they'll forget about it. But if you make them feel something, they'll never forget it. And that is the power of the Nikan products, certainly the magnetics, the infrared. And, of course, the the water, the air, all those other products that we're so, you know, happy to and blessed to have are ultra important for health. But nothing to me is still as magical as the magnetics, because you can help someone feel something, whether a little bit of energy or a total relief, sometimes in minutes. And that's pretty exciting from a business perspective.
And, Bo, I have to think that rock and roll band, video store owner, restaurateur, real estate agent, I'm not thinking that you really spent a lot of time studying the research and development, the technology of how the Neekin solutions, the Neekin products do what they do.
Well, actually, I did very well in physics. And I even, as a young boy, thought I'd go to NASA until I learned mathematics was involved. I thought you build stuff with a wrench, you know, rocket ships and stuff. Anyway, so I've always enjoyed physics, so I was curious, but I knew you didn't have to. Well, we tried to overload people with scientific information, and nobody ever read it, not even doctors.
Okay.
So I mean, you're a doctor, and you say, well, where's the scientific studies? And we'd say, well, we got so much great information, here it is, and the science behind it, and I give you 50 pages, 100 pages, and you look at it, just throw it in the garbage. So we realized that wasn't very effective, nor duplicatable, and so I just knew that the products worked. What did impress me, though, was the fact that there were many doctors who were even more skeptical than I was, who had used the products in some of their toughest patients and had anywhere from moderate to amazing results. And when doctors say, oh, my God, this is amazing, that really gave me a great deal of confidence. Some of those videos are at various places online. I have a website, idealbusiness.ca, www.idealbusiness.ca, and there are a number of doctors and veterinarians on video talking about how the products work. And with the veterinarians, they're showing demonstrations of using the products on cats and dogs. Pretty amazing. And horses. So there's plenty of information. The point is, though, personal experience. Although I didn't have a dramatic experience, my sore back got better and I was sleeping better, I thought, I still didn't really believe it until my mother and other people verified it.
You know, I'm 23 minutes into our conversation, and you just now mentioned your own experience. And so often we hear from people, well, if I get results, I can sell ice to Eskimos, and, you know, or I'm going to be your next millionaire, or I'm going to create $1 million, you know, and we hear all these as if the products are on trial. And I always scratch my head and I go, oh, and I don't want to, you know, throw cold water on the person, but I know you've heard that before as well. And it really doesn't come, because I don't think, or maybe you said this and I missed it, I don't think you had a significant result with a videotape that led you into the video business, or it was that deli sandwich that you first experienced that said, oh man, I gotta do this, or, you know, anything that you ventured into. But it was really somebody else's experience or seeing the potential. I wanna, in the few minutes that we have remaining, Bo, I wanna ask you about the business aspect of what you've been able to create, because it's been very substantial. You were the Wellness Consultant of the Year a few years ago, you know, fresh back from Europe. You're obviously being able to enjoy a measurable amount of success. When it comes to the business, for somebody just getting started, or somebody just kind of thinking, man, I've been kind of piddling around with this, 2014, Neekin's gone through a huge transition as far as a building. I think you got to see the outside of it when you were in Irvine a few weeks ago. Where are we at as far as the business opportunity in 2014 in the network marketing industry, in the wellness industry? Where is this all going to, what does it mean to us?
First of all, we have something amazing. These products and the wellness home concept is unique in the world of health and business and in network marketing. Nobody has what we have. We really don't have competitors. Yes, there are other companies with nutritionals and things like that, but really nothing compares to the products we have and the overall concept, number one. Number two, we're a legacy company. We've been around for a long time. Nikan started in Japan in 1975 and has done over, I don't know, something like $20 billion in sales throughout all those years. So a solid, stable company in almost 40 countries. But you know what? Because of population growth and just demographics and numbers, less people know about Nikan today than they did 20 years ago.
And why is it? I heard that stat when we were together in Irvine less than 2 months ago, and that really startled me. Why is that?
Well, population grows faster than we can sponsor. All network marketing is put together, all companies. So more people graduate from high school or are born last year than joined all network marketing companies in America, for example, or the world. So in a sense, we have a losing foothold. So it really means it's day one. The potential is as if it's day one all over the world. And so if you just joined Nikan and Nikan was just getting started today, what would you do? You would want to create massive momentum. And I hope if you're taking notes or listening carefully, keep track of that. Massive momentum is a lot of people that you're exposing Nikan to. It's like you're running to an amazing party. You're inviting people all day long to a party that's going on next week. The most amazing guests will be there, amazing food, entertainment, world-class everything, and you're inviting, you know, hey, Vance, nice to meet you, man. Listen, you got to come to this party next Saturday. It's incredible. And you invite a lot of people, and, you know, of course, in the process, I would show you a little bit about Nikan. I would show and demonstrate the products. I would let you talk to one of my business partners or whatever, but I'm going to this party with or without you, Vance. I'd like to have you there, but you know, if you don't go, hey, okay, no problem. I've only invited another 300 people, so you're going to have a good time anyway. But I hope you can come. And very often people feel that I can't talk to too many people at once because I can't handle them. You never have to worry about that because if you spoke to two people a day every day, this week and next week, that's 10 people this week, 10 people next week, and did everything you could to get them to see all of Nikan, the products and the opportunity, and to speak to someone in your upline to answer their questions, who maybe you cannot do that yet. Only two or three are probably going to really join the business. You may get two or three others who just become involved with the products only, but you may get one or two or three who get involved in the business. So we recommend a plan of launching your business because it's very important that you find at least four, maybe five or six if possible, over the next few months, four people at least who want Nikan business success as much as they want oxygen. Now, if you listen to what I just said, those people are very rare.
Mm-hmm.
People, oh, yeah, I'd like to make a little extra money. That'd be cool. I don't know if I can, but, you know, other people have an entirely different view. When they see Nikan, they go ballistic, and they realize it's like flying an airplane. To get an airplane off the ground, you don't, it's not a hobby. It's 1,000% focus, 1,000% energy for at least a short period of time, whether it's a week focus, preferably 60 or 90 day focus of seeing one, two, three people a day, follow up. And if you could sponsor, literally sign up where they sign up and get products and get going, at least 20 people in 30, 60, or even 90 days, you're probably going to get at least four serious business builders who want to go silver and gold as quickly as possible. And so if you do that and find three or four, five people quickly, the business becomes very exciting because now you're working with people who want to do it. Most people sponsor just a few people and try to convince the few they have to do something they do not want to do. That's not what Nikan is. That's not what business or sales is, forcing people to do something they don't want to do. So you want to go through the large numbers that the average person isn't aware of that you should do to find those who want to do it. Not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Some people want to use the products and go bowling at night, and that's great. But building a business is something a little bit different where you want to have delayed gratification. You want to do a certain bit of activity, things that most people will not do for two or three years, so you can live like they can only dream. dream about for the rest of your life. And if you can, number one, at least get your business launched, and find those four people, help them get the silver and gold. You could be gold and platinum in a year or so. Launch it again the next year. You know, so let's say for the next 90 days, you launch your business, show Nikan to a lot of people. I showed it to 100 people in 100 days. That was my plan. 100 people, 100 days. The idea was to put a tape in 100 hands. Vance, you may not remember audio cassettes. Just after they invented Wheel and Fire, they came up with the audio cassette. And so it was my intention to put I knew the power of the spoken word and testimonials. And if you have an audio that's got some good information and great testimonials, I wanted to put that into 100 hands in 100 days, one or two a day, one or two a day here and there, follow up as quickly as I can within 24 hours and get them to see as much of Nikan as possible. Not everyone was interested. Here are my numbers. Out of the 100 that I contacted, only 35 people eventually came to a Nikan event of some kind, an in-home or a hotel event.
And today, you know, and I'm so glad that you mentioned this because I want people to understand the power of the technology that we have at our fingertips today. I'm coming across a few people in the last couple of years that don't know what a computer is. Okay, it's few and far between. But most people, I learned from a 21-year-old 2 weeks ago to do stuff on the Nikan site that I didn't, and he said, oh yeah, well, do this. And he'd never even been on the Nikan site. But he was showing me stuff because they're just so internet savvy. But, you know, when you have a website, www.idealbusiness.ca, and when somebody goes there and they start seeing all these links on YouTube and all this other stuff, all of a sudden they're getting what we wanted people to experience 20 years ago via cassette tape or VHS tape and sit down and take the time. And they don't even have to watch all of, you know, Herb Rapp talk about, you know, his Nikan experience for 5 minutes, or Kay Logan share her experience of being rear-ended at a traffic signal by somebody doing 60 miles an hour and her life being completely mangled. They may not even watch or listen to the whole story, but it's going to lead them down a whole trail of other, it's going to validate exactly what you just said, Bo, these solutions deliver, these products deliver, they're creating results, and they have been for, you know, 40 years now.
And, you know, it was the fact that the products work. I mean, I didn't join Nikan to get a magnet. I needed to change my financial health and my quality of life. But because the products produced and often startling results, and certainly most often very positive results, that's what makes a great business. And the fact, you don't have to be great. The products are great. The information on the audios and also on online is great. And by the way, I use everything. When new technology comes in, I don't stop using it. Like if I pay you, Vance, and we're talking in a coffee shop, I put a CD in your hand immediately and I say, listen to this. The moment you get in your car, you're going to be in traffic for 20 minutes or an hour. Listen to these amazing stories. Then go to this website when you get home. So I use all the technology. I may give you a small brochure or a Nikan magazine. Still very amazing. So I use all of the tools, I don't stop using DVDs or something. If I see you and it's appropriate, I give you whatever I got. Immediate information in your hands, immediate awareness on your part is the key. Like a plane getting off the ground, you want to remove all aspects of time. You want to speed things up.
Right. And again, we look at the information age today. The lack of knowledge is basically our toughest competition. Because as you mentioned very back at the beginning of our conversation, we have basically no competition. There's nobody else out there that has what we have. And nobody else has what we have with the whole wellness home concept. They might have pieces of it. And I know, anyways, I could get down a whole bunny trail I don't want to go down to evaluate. I get hit up usually every week by a friend who says, oh, Vance, I know you've been a Nikan for a long time, but I'm really looking at this company. It's just getting going, and we've got this. And I'm going, oh, man, here we go again. And Bo, is it bad for me to charge a consulting fee for evaluating companies for people that I know are not going to be?
And everyone does eventually. The reason I'm successful, I've just focused and I never quit. I kept sponsoring, but I also did launch my business. If I hadn't found a few people who wanted Nikan success more than I did, who talked to 10 times more people than I could,
And they may not be the person you sponsor. The key is to sponsor and activate several levels in depth. Let's say I sponsor you, and you're going, but you're just kind of going at a very mild pace. I do want to find some fanatics and some runners. And so I say, you know, Vance, who's some of the sharpest people you know, most ambitious? And you lead me to Ahuva Simone, and she was a real active real estate broker. And who's about ready to retire, but she realizes if she retires, the real estate business is going to go downhill. She gets into Nikan and builds an empire. One of the people she sponsors is Ihor Lenko, another sharp businessman. And he sees 10 times more people than Ahuva, and she sees, you know, she's more prolific than I am. You want to find people like that, people who do more, think bigger than you do. That's the power of network marketing. That's the people power of the business. And so when I sponsored those 20 in my first 90 days, only 5 were doing something, and one of them became a superstar, and I did not sponsor him. He was in my third level. So you sponsor and activate and help everyone in your team, no matter what level they're at, find people who really want to play the game, who want to make money, and help them go silver and gold and beyond. Teach them to do that to people in their business. But here's the bottom line. Launch your business quickly over the next 30, 60, 90 days. For whatever you can, set things aside so you can focus. And hopefully you'll find at least 3, 4, 5 more active people. Help them to get launched as well. Go silver or gold. For the rest of the year, you can spend time helping them in depth to go silver and gold and keep building your business. Next year, do another launch. Year after that, do another launch. I only did one big launch, and it's maybe many millions of dollars. What if I had done 10?
Yeah, what if you would have found another 8, 15, you know, Ahuva Simones out there?
The people are out there. Great people are out there, frustrated and sick and tired of the JOB or their failing business. So we have solutions. Just share with many, many, many people. Like that party analogy. You're not too worried if someone says, no, I'm not interested. I got to go bowling when you have the party. Hey, great. I'll stay in touch. But if you invite another dozen or 20 people, it doesn't matter. You'll find those who want NECAM like you do.
Bo, thank you so much. You've inspired, I know, the 80, 90 people that are listening right now live and the rest of us that'll catch it via the recording, which is www.saturdayamlive.com. The recording will be up in a few hours. Pass it on to people. That's the beautiful thing about the information age today, is we can take stories like what Bo just shared and pass it on to folks, and just keep inviting them to the party. We just got to keep doing that over and over and over. And that population growth explanation is absolutely brilliant, because I had a friend say that to me a couple months ago. He said, I remember Nikan from 15 years ago, and I'm just shocked that everybody doesn't know about it. Well, it's because we need to be doing more. And it's not that they just don't know about Nikan. They just don't know about network marketing in general, because it's not anything we're not doing. It's just we can't talk fast enough. So, Bo, again, thank you for sharing.
You're really welcome. And finally, I would recommend, there is one book that really caught my attention over the last couple of years, because it's so simple. It has all of network marketing in one simple book, and I recommend you learn these 7 basic skills. It's by Eric Worre called GoPro, and it can make your life and business much simpler, more duplicatable, because the basics of what to say, what to do are all in that book. Read the book 3, 4, 5 times. Share it with all your team. Make a huge difference. Because many people do part of the business, they leave out other parts. It's all in the one book, GoPro by Eric Worre, W-O-R-R-E. Get that book immediately. If you're a business builder, just order 10 copies. Don't think about it. Just do it and get it into the hands of everyone on your team yesterday.
It's on my nightstand. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I can't recommend it enough. And I don't know why I haven't read it prior to now, but thank you for that endorsement. And again, Bo, thank you. And look forward to seeing you in either San Antonio or next March in Orlando or at one of the many Nikan events. And again, if you jump on the call a little bit late, Bo Tanis has been our guest, And Beau is also featured in the book The Four-Year Career by Richard Brook, which Beau's not going to promote a book that he's in, because that's kind of, you know, self-incriminating, or maybe that's not the right word. But that's an excellent resource. That's about
it
30 to 40 minute read, and again, like Eric Worre's book GoPro covers all of network marketing. I've been using this the last month or so, getting in the hands of people and then following up and saying, hey, what'd you think of the book? Wow, it's really fascinating. And exactly what Beau talked about this morning is what Richard Brook put in that book, The Four-Year Career. And same thing, you can find a few other people to order 100 copies. You'll get the best price break. It's like $250 or something like that, a book. Makes it a very, very inexpensive tool to get in the hands of people. I went, you know, put it into somebody's hand who has no business mindset, or that's just the furthest thing from the mind. But at the same time, you never know. It could awaken a sleeping giant within them. But just be wise when putting that in people's hands. But getting people to commit to read it. If you give it to them in a month later and you've dinged them, you know, every couple of days and they haven't read it, then ask for it back. Get in the, you know, recycle it into somebody else's hands. But there's all kinds of little quirks you can learn. But take advantage of the information that's out there. Again, this conversation's been recorded. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Most of you are familiar with that. So thank you again, Beau. We're going to tie a bow on, this conversation.
Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye for now, everyone.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.